Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Hayoshein, this person is sleeping, tachas hamita, underneath a bed, basukkah in the sukkah. Now, if I were to measure underneath this bed, from the floor until the top of the bed, underneath the bed, meaning the bottom of the mattress, so to speak, it would be high 10 tfachim. So this person crawls underneath the bed, and that's where he sleeps, in the sukkah. Problem is that because it's high 10 tfachim, it's as if this bed is an oil on its own. And therefore, la yatzi yedechivasai. He's not yoitz his chayiv of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's as if he's sleeping outside of the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, nehaga nayinu. Our custom was, sheyinu yesheinim tachas hamita, we ourselves slept underneath the bed, bifnei hazakenim, in front of the zakenim. The old tamid chachamim, they were in the sukkah. We wanted to watch them, see the way they talk and learning, sleep in the sukkah. There wasn't so much place for us. So we went under the bed. We slept under the bed. But le amr lanu davar, they never said anything to us. So it's mashma that it's mutter to do it. Why does a Yehuda hold that it's mutter to sleep underneath the bed? If you remember from the very first Mishnah, we said that according to the Yehuda, a sukkah is a diras kva. It's a permanent dwelling. It's built solid. The mita is only an oil aray. Someone may use the mita for shelter, but only in a temporary way. Well, an oil aray cannot be mevatel an oil kva. If you crawl under a tent in your bedroom, in your house, are you going to say you slept in a tent or you slept in your house? According to the Tanakhama, a sukkah is not considered a diras kva. It can't be a diras kva. The whole sukkah has to be an oil aray. And azai, so you're in a temporary oil, in a temporary oil. One is mevatel the other. You're not in the sukkah. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Maisa, there was a story, B'Tavi, Avadei Shel Rabbi Gamliel, by Tavi, who was an Eved Kanani. Now, an Eved Kanani is potter on the mitzvah of Sukkah. The halacha is that an Eved Kanani is only mechuyev in the same mitzvahs that an Isha is mechuyev in, and a woman is potter on the mitzvah of Sukkah, because it's a mitzvah to say, Shazman Gram, it's only on Sukkahs. So again, Rabbi Shimon is telling us that Maisa, there was a story, B'Tavi, who was the Eved Kanani of Rabbi Gamliel, who slept under the bed in the sukkah, and the space under the bed was high 10 tefachim. The Amalan Rabban Gamliel, the Zakenim Rabban Gamliel, said to the other Zakenim that were there, look how smart my Eved is. Re'isim Tavi Avdi, do you see my Eved Tavi? Shehu Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham. The Yedea, he knows, Shavadim Peturim in a sukkah, that an Eved Kanani is potter on the mitzvah of sukkah. Lefikach, therefore, Yashinu, he has elected to sleep tachas hamita, underneath the bed, a place where you're not yotze your chayv. Now the Yerushalmi explains that there wasn't enough place in this sukkah. Tavi wanted to come in. He didn't want to take up any place if it wasn't necessary. And he wanted to hear what the Chachamim are saying. So he said, you know what? I'll sleep underneath the bed. Zakrav Shemavaita Ulafidarkenu Lamadnu. In other words, even though the Kavan of Rabban Gamliel was only to praise his Eved, just wanted to point out what a Talmud Chacham his Eved was. But incidentally, what do we learn from here? We have to learn from the ways of the Chachamim. Even when they're saying something which L'chaira, their Kavanah was not to teach a Halacha. But Chazal tell us, Sichas Talmid HaChachamim Tzricha Limud. You have to concentrate on what they say. So we can learn from Rabban Gamliel's words, Shahayoshan tachas hamita, someone who sleeps under a bed, layotzi yedechivasa, he's not yotzei his chayiv. And we don't pass on the Grim Yehuda. Okay, so what do we learn? Our Mishnah, we learned that if someone sleeps under a bed in a sukkah that is high 10 tefachim, he is not yotzei his chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says we used to sleep underneath the bed in front of the zakenim, it didn't stop us. Rabbi Shimon tells us there was a story by Tavi the Eved of Rabban Gamliel who slept underneath the bed. And Rabban Gamliel said to the Zakenim, you see, he is a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't want to take a place. There wasn't enough place in the Sukkah. He knows he's potter min ha-Sukkah because an Eved Kanani is only mechuyev in the mitzvahs that an Isha is mechuyev on, and therefore he's sleeping under the bed. But l'maisa, we learn from what Rabban Gamliel said that if someone sleeps under the bed, he's not yaitza, he's chayiv.